fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of February. The prep tip today is to shop at thrift stores and consignment stores. You might be delightfully surprised at what you find. You stock up on, for example, shoes for refugee relatives that show up, children, teenagers, and adults. I know my local thrift store, I can pick up high-quality shoes and boots for youngsters and teenagers and adults for 50 cents a pair, which I've done in case my family shows up and I have to make sure they have foot gear. Just one example. This is Farmers Monday. We have patient Wayne Negrino, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles, pistols, and high-quality first aid training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And the telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, maybe have a custom rifle built. Give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, it's a sunny day in the Ozarks. Looks like springtime will be here once again, doesn't it?
Boy, I'll tell you, the weather's been incredible this winter. I don't remember a winter being this warm on average.
No, my total snowfall here for the entire winter has been about 0.5 inch, I believe, which I don't care for snow. So it's fine with me. Well, Sam, I'm sure you have some things you want to talk about, but do we have any updates from the SHOT Show, sir?
You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to those guys. I'll try and do that this week if I get a chance. Things are really busy now, gearing up with the lawsuit and getting ready for trial. So I've been working on that constantly.
Well, I've done trial preparation for decades, beginning with a federal antitrust lawsuit, which is regarded the classic federal antitrust lawsuit in 1972. So I know about trial preparation. It can take over your life, can't it?
It's just insane. You know, the crazy amount of stuff that we're doing right now, it's just remarkable. But, I've always been amazed that the attorneys on the other side ask for all of this discovery stuff that has nothing to do with the case, and they just give you pages and pages of busy work. It's like they try to punish you with the process. And for some reason, the attorneys I hire never do that to their opponents. And half the time, the opponents never even provide the discovery, and nothing ever happens because of it. It always, the process seems very jaded and very one-sided in a lot of ways. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it is. And chances are the opposing attorneys are working for billable hours. And the more billable hours they stack up, regardless of whether it's will germane to the case or will help the case, the bigger their paycheck is, isn't it?
Yeah, there's probably no doubt about that. But, you know, hopefully this stuff will be over by March or April or May. There's just no telling. We had a scheduling order, and their expert witnesses refused to give deposition dates to my attorney. And
really?
They're trying to force an extension on everything. It's just, it at some point, you know, it gets really, really irritating, but... You know,
well, any judge worth their salt would recognize what's going on as delaying tactics by the people who typically don't delay. It's almost always the respondents, not the plaintiffs, who are trying to delay things. But hopefully this judge will see through what's really going on here. What do you think, sir?
Well, he's already made some comments. We've talked about it before. You know, the simple fact that they've got five expert witnesses on a case that is less than $1 million at stake. You know what I mean? It's just absolutely hilarious. And the judge has made comments like, I'm well aware, you know, that your client has unlimited funds. They're talking about the other side, of course, right?
Right.
Because these guys are billionaires, but it's pretty remarkable to me.
It is. And is there a hard drop-dead date for the trial yet, sir?
Well, there was one.
Oh, no.
Until their experts all delayed, and now my attorney's saying, I don't know how we get ready for trial, you know. We're going to have to push this thing off. And I'm very agitated about it at this point.
Well, you should be. You should be. I don't want to dwell on this too much longer on one case. But
yeah, let's pick something fun to talk about, John.
Well,
global warming or death.
Before we get to more fun things, at my website, there's a panel where you can make a donation to help with the legal defense for Freedom Center USA. And these donations have helped a lot, haven't they?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We've had some guys send some donations in the last 2 weeks, and my God, we appreciate it so much. The cost of this is going to go over $100,000.
Amazing. Okay, well, let's move on to something more interesting for Firearms Monday. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, we've had a large uptick in people wanting training in the last 3 weeks. Our basic class is probably one or two people from being full, which doesn't typically happen until we're 4 weeks out. And here we are in the middle of February, and our first class is until April's, you know, 4th to the 7th.
Right.
So I think we have one spot left in the basic class, maybe two, if someone doesn't show. We've got probably only four spots left in the urban vehicle class. And so apparently what's going on in Texas and what's going on the world stage has got people a lot more interested in getting some training, as they should be. You know, it's hard to describe to someone that's never had to be in a firefight or a gunfight, never been shot at, how important the skill part of it is. Most people, and I'll give you an example. Years ago, there were a bunch of guys on sniper's hide. It's a long range shooting for them.
Right.
And they were all talking smack. This guy, I built him a custom rifle, and he went out and he shot some really small groups with it at 1,000 yards, you know, like sub 2 2.5 inches at 1,000 yards.
Right.
And he posted the pictures of his targets and the information about his load and the rifle. He posted all that on Sniper Side. Well, about 30, 40 guys just jumped all over him, called him a liar, you know, called him. Now, this guy's a doctor, right?
Right, right.
He's just excited about long-range shooting and having a rifle that works well. And they jump all over this guy, call him all kinds of names, you know, and, you know, basically treat him, you know, like a 15-year-old punk, you know.
Right.
And I saw that on the website, and I was like, oh, no, this, they should not be doing this to this guy. This guy's as honest as the day is long. And I got on the website, and I started combating these comments, defending this guy, saying just because you're not able to shoot at this level doesn't mean this man can't. You should give him credit for what he's accomplished. And, of course, they started it on me, right?
Right,
and
of course.
I said, well, you know, what you know about rifles would fit in a shot glass with an ounce of whiskey and room to spare, so why don't you save it, right? And they're all like, oh, yeah, well, you come down to Manatee Range in Florida and we'll, you know, come actually shoot a match. We'll see how good you are, right?
Right.
I said, you know, I'm going to be in Florida during that week. I think I will come shoot the match. So I went down there, and they had this match. They had, like, 40 rifle points, and the match was like 565 yards, and they had these tiny little miniature clay birds. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They use them for shotgun shooting.
I haven't, no.
Well, they posted about 150 of these things on this long board at almost 600 yards away.
Right.
And they space them out about every 18 inches. And so they had two rows, one on the top and one on the bottom. And the way the match worked was the guy on point one would shoot at the upper left clay bird, which probably wasn't 2 inches in diameter. If he hit that bird, he got to shoot to the next one to the right. If he missed that bird, he passed to the guy on bench two. Now, right. I never shot a match like this, okay? So I found this kind of interesting. I was on bench seven. I was like, all right, well, we'll see how this goes, right? And I brought a semi-auto 243, a Stoner SR-25 that I put a custom barrel on. It's a 243 improved, shooting a 95 grain burger. The thing was super accurate.
Right.
And the guy on point one misses, point two misses, point three misses. It finally gets to me. Everybody's missed. Nobody's hit a bird.
Right.
And I hit seven birds in a row. And then I look at the guy on bench eight and I say, okay, I'm going to pass. He goes, you can't pass. You hit the last bird. I said, I'm passing. I don't want to heat my barrel up. You go. And so he starts shooting. Well, they go through the whole line of 40 shooters four times.
Right.
And there was one guy who was a 1,000-yard bench rest competitor on bench 27. And at the end of the day, that guy had hit seven birds. And I had hit 27 birds.
Right.
And not a single other shooter had broken a single bird because the wind was blowing 15 miles an hour and these guys couldn't call the wind to save their life.
Right.
Well, the way the match worked, I found out at the end of the match, was the winner stands on this podium. They present you with a trophy. And then every shooter has to come and hand you a $20 bill. Everyone that lost.
Right.
Now, the funny thing was there were about 20 of these guys in the match that were making fun of this doctor friend of mine.
Right, right.
They had to come up and bring me a $20 bill. And they all had GAP Precision clothing on because they were all part of the Sniper's Hide group, which was sponsored by GA Precision, right?
Right.
And I tell you this long story to tell you, I had a lot of fun with these guys. They come up and hand me a $20 bill, and I'd say, oh, I can't take that. If I saw GA Precision on their hat or their T-shirt, I was like, oh, I can't take that. I can't take that 20. And they'd be like, why not? I'm like, you haven't signed it. I'm going to put this 20 in a picture frame, and it's going on the wall of shame in my shop. Mm-hmm. And some of the guys would go, oh, okay, I'll sign it. And some of the guys would just throw it on the ground and say, F you, get out of my face and walk away, right?
Right, right, right.
It was so much fun at the end of the match, you have no idea. Because I just rubbed their noses in it. because they deserved it, treating this guy the way they did. But I tell you this story to tell you, all of these guys had thrown their Visa cards down and spent $6,000 on a custom rifle from GA Precision, right? And not a single one of them hit a clay bird for 4 hours.
Right. Right.
Okay. And they're buying these high dollar rifles and this expensive match ammunition and these $3,000 rifle scopes, and they couldn't hit squat with those things. And the simple reason is they didn't know how to call the wind.
Exactly.
No one could train them on how to read the wind.
Right. 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 Right.
And how unimportant it is to have $7,000 rifle, and me saying, I mean, I build custom rifles for a living. I shouldn't be saying this on the air, right? But I'm telling you the truth, how unimportant it is to have a $7,000 rifle and how absolutely critical it is that you learn the skills necessary to shoot at long range. You know, and it's the skill, it's the musician, it's not the instrument. And that's a huge thing to understand. Now, can you buy a $300 Savage and an $80 scope and go out and hit stuff at 1,000 yards? No, you can't. You got to have reasonably good equipment. But that might be a Christensen Arms rifle for $2,500 rather than a Tier 1 Weapon Systems rifle for $7,500.
Right.
And that might be a Night Force SHV, you know, for $1,300 instead of a Night Force ATAC-R for $3,300. You have options in the middle price ranges that will work, but only if you have the skill. You don't need the $10,000 package to be successful. A $4,000 package with good ammo and the right training will work better than a $10,000 rifle package with no training. And that's the lesson, is that it's really the skill that matters. It's not necessarily the weapon itself. Now, are there things you can do in the choice of a weapon that help you at long range? Absolutely there is. Choosing a cartridge instead of a 308, which is the hardest thing to hit with at long range, takes the most wind reading skill. Choose a really fast 6.5 or a big 30 cal. Yeah, there are things you can do from a ballistic advantage of having less wind deflection that make it easier to hit targets at long range. But the bottom line is, a skilled guy with a 308 is way better than an unskilled guy with a giant Magnum.
Well, I've proven that, haven't I, Sam?
Yes, you have. I'll tell you what, when you were hitting movers at 600 with that 308, I was like, wow, you know, that's really something. Because it was windy that day. It wasn't just, you know, the wind hadn't just laid down and all you had to focus on was your lead on the target and your hold elevation-wise. I mean, you had the wind involved in that as well. So,
that's
yeah,
right.
That's no small thing to understand that the skill is what really matters.
It is. And my rifle is an off-the-shelf Japanese manufactured Hawa. And it's been modified by you and some other folks over the years.
Well, if I remember, John, didn't I crown that rifle and thread it and put a new perfect crown on it? And didn't I bed that rifle for you? And
you
then
did.
Didn't we bed the base and then put a good Night Force scope on it?
We did. And the bolt was sent off to Florida, or a special coating was done in Florida.
Yep.
And
yeah,
working a trigger, too. I believe we're working a trigger, didn't we?
Yeah, we probably put a jewel trigger. Doesn't the Hawa take a Remington style trigger?
I believe so. Yeah.
So you probably put a better trigger on it, or we modified the trigger. But that was years ago. I don't remember
it has
all
been,
the
but,
details.
But for our listeners, you don't need to start out. You know, a Hawa out of the box is a pretty good rifle.
Yep.
But for a few hundred bucks here, a couple hundred bucks there, you can really turn to something that will, and this is for everybody. Most rifles will shoot more accurately than the man or woman holding it, won't they?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, we're at a
regardless
break.
Of the, whether it's a $300 rifle or a $6,000 rifle, that seems to be the case. Here's our break. We're right there.
We'll be right back. Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an Energy Cleaner. You're not sleeping as well as you should be? You need an Energy Cleaner. Pain issues? You need an Energy Cleaner. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. So check out the Energy Cleaners, the mattress pads that go with it at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there. It will teach you how to properly clean your rifle. You may think you do, but unless you watch this video, you really don't know how to do that. And, of course, the telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built. Give Sam a call at beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. We'll Well, Sam, the political intrigue nationwide and worldwide continues to become more strange all the time, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's there's a big move now to try and take over and reduce the United States to a normal country. You know, basically, they have to take the United States and shut it down. They don't really have a choice. You know, they've got to do it. They've got to make the United States less powerful. And what that does is that it enables them to further their agenda in stealing and taking over and reducing the population. If you had, I wish I had a series of clips from the World Economic Forum. When you hear the evil and psychotic things that these ultra-wealthy people are saying at the World Economic Forum, you, in one sense, you just laugh. Because I don't know if you remember the French Revolution and what happened to the leaders of France after the French Revolution. But right. I'm telling you, when the people speak, these clowns are going to be hunted down and disposed of in no uncertain terms. And it's absolutely frightening, the naivete, the level of selfishness and evil, the psychotic evil nature of what they want to visit on normal, everyday people. I mean, it's absolutely amazing and shocking to actually listen to them speak. Because you're thinking, there's no way these people could be that evil. And the answer is, yes, they are. They are that jaded. And it's a pretty interesting thing to witness. But I don't know how it's going to end, but I can tell you it's not going to be pretty. No. And when you look at what they're trying to do with this election, you know, they're literally trying to tell the conservative Christian people of America, you cannot have your choice as a candidate for president. Not only can you not have your president, you can't even have the choice you want to run in the election. And when you're so corrupt that you do that, you know, you're afraid you can't win at the ballot box, so you attack this man in four different legal cases around the country. You see what I mean? It's right. Just, it's so sad that this great country has devolved into this chaotic, criminal, fake republic. And honestly, that's what it is. You know, it's just absolutely psychotic behavior. These people are not going to get away with this. They're going to absolutely enrage the American people. And in some ways, I think they might want to. I don't know.
That may be, was that part of the plan, is to enrage people, you think?
Some people put that theory forward, but I'm trying to understand, I guess the only way, if they wanted to exterminate their political enemies, let's just say, theoretically, if they wanted to neutralize their political enemies, first thing you have to do is identify who they are, right? So if you enrage the pro-Trump, the rabid pro-Trump supporters, right, and they don't all act in a coordinated way, you can attack them and arrest them one by one, just like you did the J6 candidates. And we're at a break.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
No food, no lights, no car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, a great place to live, a great place to raise a family, a great place to retire in normal times. And during a crisis, you know, the safest place you'd ever want to be. Details at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles, pistols, and high-class, high-end first aid training. Beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. Sam, your decision to bring on board these world-class instructors to help people learn how to survive a gunshot, I think it's been very good for everybody, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's an amazing thing to witness, to bring in these top medics and watch them work and watch them teach. And you know, it's hard to describe because, okay, let's say a guy gets shot, right? There's a couple things that have to happen. One, you have to know the guy was shot. Now you got to find the entry and the exit wound of the bullet. So you're either throwing a tourniquet or a chest patch or both. You know, worst case scenario, the bullet goes through the guy's arm, you know, or through his femoral artery or his brachial artery, and then penetrates the chest somehow. You know, bullets do funny things. They bounce around, they change directions, they break bones, they, you know, they cut arteries, they fragment, and pieces go everywhere inside the torso. I mean, depending on what type of bullet you're shot with and all of that kind of thing, it's a pretty remarkable thing to see what a bullet can do when it actually hits a mammal. And humans are mammals, so that's kind of what you're up against. But the interesting thing about it is these highly trained special forces medics, the speed at which they assess the damage is a remarkable thing to witness. They can throw a tourniquet and when I say throw a tourniquet, I mean install a tourniquet on your arm or your leg and stop the bleeding in less than 12 seconds. Can you imagine that?
Well, that's where practice comes in, doesn't it?
I mean, just to when you watch that, you watch a guy throw to install properly two chest patches and two tourniquets in less than a minute and a half. And that includes the assessment time. You're like, really? Holy cow. It's so impressive. And when the students see this sort of thing, they see how quick these instructors are and how confident and how deliberate they are and how disciplined they are in their process and how efficient they move. It's absolutely amazing. You take a student, and we do this, right? They call it moulage. These guys, they call it moulaging a victim. Well, let me moulage you up, and then we'll bring this guy in to do an assessment. Right, you know, that's how they speak, right?
Right.
And so they take a guy, and we buy brand new clothes, sweatpants and a long sleeve T-shirt, and they spray blood on the guy, and they mark bullet holes on their chest, and they spray blood on their leg, and they create these wounds. And then you bring the guy in blind and show him this dude that's been all moulaged up, and he's got to figure out what's wrong with him and what to do. You know, and it'll take the average student 3.5-4 minutes just to do an assessment, and they usually miss one or two things. And they haven't even fixed everything yet. Where these trained combat medics and our students at the end of the course, right, they get the threat assessment right, they get the tourniquets on right in the right place, they find the entry and exit wounds on the chest or the torso, they put their chest seals on, they do everything they're supposed to do, and they get it done in like a fourth the time of how they started on day one. And that's just training and practice.
That's right.
But when you see a pro do it, it's just like, wow.
I know. And this training is coming up. Do we have any dates set up yet for this training this year, sir?
Yeah, we sure do. So let me go to my calendar here quickly. The first combat medic course will be April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Last year it was a two-day class. It's now a three-day course. And the Stop the Bleed course, which is a prerequisite for the combat medic course, is on the 18th. So if you want to take the combat medic course, you haven't had to Stop the Bleed course, you can do that in 4 days in a row, 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st of April.
All right. Well, I highly suggest that people sign up for this class, and typically they fill up rather quickly, don't they?
Yeah, we had a full class last fall, at the end of the fall, and we will have more than likely a full class this year. I can't even press on people how important this is, even if you never get in a gunfight. Just coming across a car accident, being able to save someone's life, or a bicycle accident. You know, people give me a hard time about racing motorcycles. And I've done that my whole life, right? 200 miles an hour on a racetrack, dragging your knee at 160 in these fast corners. But we have airbags, we have runoff rooms, we have at least 2 to 3 ambulances at the track when we're running a high-speed event like that. The risk is relatively small. It's much more dangerous to ride a bicycle on the street than it is to race a motorcycle. And most people they think you're crazy when you say that, but once you look at the statistics, you realize how dangerous it is to ride a bicycle.
Right.
But you take car accidents, bicycle accidents, an accident at work, if you work on a farm or a ranch, you get your hand caught in a piece of equipment, something falls on you. That's what happened at that truck repair shop. Guy cut a big exhaust system off a truck. He'd just been in our class, and this big hunk of pipe, glowing red hot from the torch that he used to cut it off, falls down and cuts through his forearm and the largest artery in his forearm. But he knew exactly what to do. I think he went to the hospital at 11:45 in the morning. I think he was back at work at 1:30.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And the pool of blood that his forearm left on that shop floor, I got pictures I can show you, but the pool of blood from his forearm, not even his brachial artery, but an artery in his forearm, was over 3 foot in diameter, and he put pressure on the wound immediately, and he got his buddy to install a tourniquet on it really quick. And both those guys had just been through our class. If they hadn't, I shudder to think what would have happened to that guy.
Well, he would have bled out and died, obviously.
He would have lost a lot of blood and been in a lot of trouble, I'd say. So it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to sort of make it happen, And I got to tell you, it'll be the best money you ever spent. And you may not realize it until you actually have a problem. And if you don't have that knowledge, then it's too late.
That's right. Well, getting knowledge in advance is not optional, is it?
Well, you really should. If you can afford it, get the training. It will change lives. It will save lives. It's worth it. And, I'm all about learning how to win gunfights. That's my specialty.
Right.
I have lots of medic training as well, but I'm more about the firearm side. But I got to tell you, I think for the average person, this medic course, this type of medic training and learning how to stop bleeding and stuff, to me, that is right up there with learning how to properly use your firearm. It's hard to distinguish between the two because you really need both sets of skills.
You do, absolutely. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We'll look for a firearm tip of the week. And, of course, we're now doing an equipment tip of the week as well, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk equipment and a firearms tip of the week right after the top of the hour.
Okay. The state legislatures are in session all over the country. Any updates legislation-wise that we need to be aware of?
Well, the whole country's in danger right now because the legislature's in session. It's one of those things where you just really have to be paying attention to these globalists and how they're trying to take over your government from the state level, not just the federal level. They've already taken over the federal. The globalists own the senators of the United States Senate. They own the vast majority of our senators. Do we have a few conservatives in the Senate, a few Christian men that are going to do the right thing no matter what? Yeah, we got a couple of those guys. But the vast majority, certainly the Republicans and Democrats in power in the U.S. Senate, are owned by the globalists. They're trying to do the exact same thing. The exact same thing with your state legislature. So you guys got to be paying attention.
That's right. Well, paying attention is not optional. And I hope people will pay attention, don't you, Sam?
I'll tell you what, if Americans don't get involved with the political process in this country, the people of the United States are destined to be ruled by criminals and evil men. That's just the straight up truth. If we can't get involved and take our country back from the local government and state government level, get control of this, we're in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. Well, we encourage people to have paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level, one-day voting, and no mail-in ballots, don't we?
Absolutely. Yep, and that's really the way to fix the corruption problem in the elections is to go to paper ballots with a carbon copy, require the voter to maintain his copy in good order for up to 1 year. Now you've distributed the voting data amongst the people where it should reside, and if you have to audit a particular precinct for corruption, you can reconstitute the vote and do a recount with those copies.
Absolutely. We got a caller on hold here, Sam. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello?
Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Oh, I was distracted there. I apologize. I'd like to know, did Sam listen to, the interview with Tucker Carlson? It seemed to be a mash of gaslighting and deflection. Is that what did you think?
Well, Tucker Carlson and who?
And Putin.
You said interview. So who interviewed who?
Right.
Tucker Carlson interviewed Putin.
Oh yeah, I saw some clips from that. I saw Putin giving a sort of a history of Russia and the Soviet Union, and I saw Putin trying to paint Russia, take the high moral ground, and claim that Eastern Ukraine was nothing but Russians, and they are Russian people, and should be Russian, and they want to be Russian, you know, I saw him try to paint a picture. The problem is one size doesn't fit all. You know, there were a lot of Russian people in Eastern Ukraine. There's some truth to that, but there's a lot of people that weren't Russian in Eastern Ukraine, and he destroyed their lives. So, you know, I'm not a fan of Putin. I am a fan of Tucker Carlson. I believe he has a spine and some backbone, but I wasn't overly impressed with the interview, that's for sure.
Well, I don't think he really knew enough to be able. He was. Is there evidence? There's evidence of there's distortion. Is there any evidence of gaslighting?
Well, I don't like the term gaslighting. It doesn't mean anything to me. That term gets abused so much. You know, if people are talking, if you're going to judge the way a human being speaks, using these metaphoric, vague generalities like gaslighting doesn't impress me. Just like the line item veto, if I'm gonna show discernment on what another person says, I want to go statement by statement, true or not true, right? I mean, that's how men analyze the honesty of another person and show true discernment, right? If you throw these general terms out like gaslighting, you know, it makes it too easy to try and paint someone in a bad light with no specific evidence. You know, rather than claim gaslighting, what specific quote do you have from Putin or Carlson that you want to discuss?
Well, you'd have to go through the whole thing. There are too many. But the general gist of it seems to be to lure you off on a rabbit trail of immaterial background that is not really important to the present issue. It just gives a history of and saying, trying to justify their claim to Ukraine, basically, and leaving out a lot of other stuff. And also, he makes a lot of allusions to the polls having. There is some truth in what he's saying about Poland refusal to to compromise with the Nazis about the Polish corridor. And also there, I don't know, but there's things he doesn't mention, like there was actual provocation going on across border. There was border skirmishes going on with people. I don't know what was behind that, though. They were being instigated from the Polish side. And whether the Polish government was behind this or were there people, agent provocateurs trying to create incidents to cause an end, to create a conflict for them. But Germany did try several times to avoid open conflict. Hitler wanted Poland as an ally. Also, he also does not go into why the eastern territories came into the hands of and became part of Poland. That was prior to the...
John, we're on a break.
Yeah, we're on a break. We'll wrap up this part of our show when we get back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Sam, did you get the idea of what John is asking for here?
I didn't catch a question in there. Was there a simple question?
It was a long statement, a dialogue about the history of World War II. John, did you have a question for Sam?
Yes. What is your take on his approach, and just what is what was really going on between them.
Talking about Tucker Carlson and Putin?
And Putin, I mean, looks like Carlson was completely dominated by Putin, and it just seemed to be just leading him around in circles and around different things and not really getting to the issue he was wanting to discuss and come the way trying to
I think people like to criticize Tucker Carlson. I thought he asked some valid questions, but I think that Putin avoided a number of questions. He didn't want to answer the questions directly, and people do that when they're trying to manipulate and hide information. And that, you know, Putin's a former KGB agent. I mean, I'm not surprised by any of it. I would have expected it to go that way, honestly.
Mm-hmm. But how many people do you think are taken in by it, or are they expecting it to, and they're just sort of saying, you know what, just passing it off?
I think anyone with a brain could pretty simply observe what happened. I don't think there's any magic to understanding that Putin's going to try to hide what his real agenda is, and he's going to try and manipulate the situation as best he can. And, you know, Tucker Carlson's just a journalist. He's not a powerful man in the sense that Putin is. So he's just got to kind of treat the guy with respect. And if he doesn't answer the questions, he doesn't answer the questions. The interview is what it is. You know, and I saw Putin dodging questions. And I saw Carlton not really motivated to push him to answer the questions directly. And if I was interviewing a guy with Putin, I wouldn't be that motivated to embarrass him or push him either. So, you know, I understand Carlson's trepidation. I mean, Putin's a murderer. Okay? That guy's a very powerful man. He has lots of dangerous friends. He's not the kind of guy you go and squeeze. You know, if you could get something out of him or get him to make a mistake, then you do. If you can't, then you walk away and be glad you know, your family's still alive.
Okay, John, thank you for your call. We need to move on. Okay, we got a top of the hour break coming up here pretty quick, and we'll get the firearms tip of the week, and we'll move from there to the equipment tip of the week as well. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, we don't have the full schedule set up for Freedom Center yet, do we, sir?
No, we're not. Our instructors meeting is until the middle of March.
That's right. We got some time on that. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.